This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It's Tuesday, the 23rd day of October 2018. We are now 14 days, 2 weeks to the incredible midterms. And just as I predicted, wasn't hard to predict, by the way, it's a playbook. The globalist plunged, starting with the Chinese market, in 2008, just weeks ahead, 2 weeks ahead of the 2008 election to make sure it went to Barack Obama. And now, 2 weeks exactly ahead of the midterms, 2 weeks from now, people will be voting here in America. The stock market goes down more than 500 points, and all these former Federal Reserve chairmen from Volcker to Greenspan come out and say, it's the end of the world. It's going down. And guess who led the stocks going down in Monday and Tuesday's trading on the other side of the world? The Chi-Coms, who pump $100 billion a month into their fake stock market that is the most inflated the world has ever seen. They led with not pumping money in the last week and not buying U.S. treasuries to do this, bigger than Dallas, Texas. Naked in your face. Right on time 2 weeks before to try to rattle the economy, and now they're piling on everywhere in the globalist media trying to drive down the stock market, trying to kill the U.S. recovery. People are like, well, it is fiat, most of it. Yeah, and China's is even a bigger bubble. The point is we have globalist enemies trying to manipulate our economy. That's an executable offense in China. So it just shows you how crazy it is. There's another one. This is in mainstream Canadian papers. The Chinese military, with the Canadian military, just put super high-tech sub-sensors in international waters right off the U.S. coast. Canada installs underwater Chinese monitoring devices in a joint operation against the United States. And, of course, they use university funding through the Chi-Com op to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, a few weeks ago, they had a Understanding the Rhetoric of Donald Trump and Alex Jones event with the city street shut down on Congress in front of the Capitol. I go down to the event, and when I started saying the USA is back, they literally started screaming and hissing. Last night, with the anti-Trump protesters in Houston, I would just say, America's back, and they would all look like they'd seen Freddy Krueger. Literally, their skin would get pale, like vampires to holy water. And it just made me realize, these people are crazy. When we come back, we're going to play some of these clips of the president saying, I'm a nationalist. I believe in doing what's good for our nation. And they're literally all over the news like he said, I want to feed babies into wood chippers. But that shows how whacked out the corporate media is, the universities, and these big corporations that are globalist, that of course they have to have an anti-American system. America dominated the world through ideas 50 years ago. We had 54% of the wealth, and we were 4% of the population of the planet. 4% out of 100%. We had over half the wealth because of ideas. Because other places had elites that didn't allow competition and that censored. But we had the Renaissance, and we had America, and we had 1776. So they're always attacking the American system because they can't compete with it. And Donald Trump is bringing it back, and the country's coming back. And they are literally flipping out. I can't believe it. It's so incredibly horrible. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. Oh, my God. Donald Trump, I mean, these quotes are incredible. Trump declares himself a nationalist. CNN says it's racist. You've got to go read the clips because you'd think he came out for child molestation, something Hollywood and HBO and Vice have done. But no, he didn't come out for child molestation like the corporate media has or like Salon has. He came out saying it's okay to love your country. And they literally are acting like Linda Blair with their head spinning. Folks, China has announced official human clones for sale. It's all happening. I mean, they've been cloning humans for 30 years, but now they're about to roll it out public. Get a clone of yourself. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now only T-minus 14 days, that's 2 weeks, until the middle of the most important election in world history. A referendum on nationalism versus globalism. And President Trump has declared himself the nationalist, as I told you he would do last week. We're synced up. Ladies and gentlemen, I went to the Trump rally yesterday, the first one I've gone to, when we had tickets to go inside and passes as well, and Rob Dew went in and did great coverage, and that HD video we're going to have for you right there in front of the stage, I mean right there front and center. But I was outside, where 40, 50,000 people got turned away but watched on Jumbotrons. They were all asking, why aren't you inside? And I'm like, it's 60 degrees out here and gorgeous, and this is where all the people are, and I'm getting to watch on the Jumbotrons and interview you. But it's incredible footage where I really couldn't even do interviews. We have hours and hours and hours of incredibly good-looking, diverse crowd of blacks, Hispanics, white folks, a lot of Asian Americans, very, very proud folks, all dressed nice, all super articulate. And the most articulate people I ran into were all these black folks that you never see behind the stage with Trump. As the media goes, oh, look, there's the token black guy that's Blacks for Trump that goes around. That's because he wants to follow around as friends with the Trumps. But, I mean, I was mobbed by black people who were way better spoken than I was. I mean, the best speakers I've ever heard on Trump, and that HD video is coming. We've got hours and hours and hours of it. I was very, very impressed. I've got to go to more of these Trump rallies. I just get pinned down here. 90% of people would go, it's Alex Jones! It's Alex Jones! Oh, and take photos. I mean, it wasn't like half of them were InfoWars listeners. And a good 10% were wearing InfoWars shirts. So, just no doubt, folks, you launched the Trump phenomenon and America coming back from the dead. There's some of the footage do shot. You did it. You did. And, man, do they hate me, though. We had 18 Twitter accounts, a bunch that weren't even ours, of people that restream us and stuff. We're out there covering it, showing all this, and showing the 15 anti-Trump demonstrators that showed up screaming they were going to rape us and they were going to kill me. We have all that HD footage. We'll be playing it today and tomorrow, but there's a lot of bleeping has to be done. It was insane. And they had the stupid Trump balloon from England floating around, and the media was all standing around them, and then Amy, and I said, watch, the media's going to come over, because I was, you know, they're covering the protesters. I said, watch, they're going to come over here and say, oh, look, your crowd isn't big, because no one was watching the anti-Trump demonstrators. I'd come over there, and about 20 listeners had followed me over. It was about, you know, 3 blocks away from the main convention center, where this was happening, the Toyota Center. I said to my crew live on air, I said, watch, the media is going to run over here and say, look, your crowd's small, no one's here for Trump. And they all came over and said exactly that 5 minutes later. They all met. They all talked. What was going to be their BS line? Okay, we're going to say this is who came out of the Toyota Center, 20 people with Alex Jones. And they walked over and did it. I know the enemy. So they ban us on 18 Twitter accounts, and the headlines are Jones banned for saying no one died at Parkland shoot. So I guess they know people are sick of hearing about Sandy Hook over and over again and the twisted disinfo the media puts out that I've supposedly said. So they go to the big lie they tried 4 months ago when they said that I said no one died at Parkland, they're all crisis actors, and they show quotes everywhere, but there is no quote. There is no audio or video. And I could say that if I wanted to. It's my free speech, but think about that. Hundreds and hundreds of articles everywhere saying Jones banned, and you read, because he said no one died at Parkland, and they were, quote, crisis actors. Didn't ever say that. And there's these big celebrations. Yay, ban him, taking completely off the air. These people are out of control. But notice, see, this isn't 3 months ago when I was banned on those other platforms, and it made all this big news. People were upset. No, now they don't even deny that they're censoring. They're very, very proud of it. But everybody else being banned, you're not hearing about them. And that's what's so dangerous about this. But I'm going to get more to that later. But here's the good news. America is awake. The sleeping giant is awakening. Here's the bad news. The people that look like escapees from a mental institution who were protesting against Trump all look completely like they were from central casting, from One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And they were all screaming the most vicious, hateful crap you can imagine. KKK, go away, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. And when I would say USA's back, it looked like I was tearing their guts out. And the bad news is they're backed by big tech. They're the type of folks that manage all the censorship. And they are getting more and more radicalized and more dangerous. And they're allied with the communist Chinese, the unelected Soros, the unelected EU head Juncker. And they're making their move right now against this country. And the good news is people are awake. The bad news is I saw all these incredible people out there saying, hey, you know, I still tune in at Infowars.com, but when are you going to get back on YouTube or Twitter? And I'm like, listen, I'm being purged. You're being purged. Use these platforms and fight against them and build your own platforms. If you had those 100,000 people that showed up in Houston, it was about 100,000 total. It was incredible. If they were all setting up their own websites, but also using Twitter, using Facebook, using Google to fight back, the censors could never stop them all. But they're all counting on, oh, look, it's Alex Jones. Thank God you're here. You woke me up. You exposed global government. You explained globalism versus nationalism. We can see that, you know, Trump is rebooting everything you're talking about. You woke up my husband. You woke up my daughter. You know, they woke me up. And I'm saying, yes, that's great. But now you have to get involved. And it's great to come out to a Trump rally. And it's great to do it. But shoot a video. Talk about an issue. Reach out to your neighbors. Get them to vote. Because the illegal aliens are voting in mass. There's massive corruption taking place. And we could lose this election, not because the country's not awake, but because they're mailing absentee ballots of people that have been dead for decades to people I know. Other talk show hosts we have on, like Joel Gilbert, and family. And it's all over the news that all over the country, everyone's getting these absentee ballots filled out in Spanish. So just imagine what's happening. The establishment is going all out, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you notice it was China. 10 years ago in 2008, on this very day, 2 weeks out from the election, that stopped pumping money into its stock market, and then that triggered a bunch of stuff over here with Lehman Brothers and all the rest of that, but that was just a cover story. It was really in the China markets, the Asian markets. Same thing, China market drop leads world stocks lower. Yahoo News, AP, global banking stocks are crashing hard, just like they did in 2008. They're doing this ahead of the election. It's totally staged. That's coming up. Trump's incredible speech on nationalism and how it's freaking out the globalists and their leftist slaves. Obama goes and talks to a tiny crowd. They edit the video to be deceptive. DrudgeReport.com is top link to us with the proof that he had a crowd of maybe 1,000 people. Maybe. It's amazing. That is just some of the information we're going to be breaking down. Sacramento Bee admits the Democrats hire crisis actors to fill their stadiums, and there's lawsuits now involved. We're going to be breaking all that down and more, plus huge stacks of proof of massive election fraud. But before we go to break, remember, without you sharing the links, without you sharing the videos and articles at InfoWars.com, on your email, your Facebook, your Twitter, we will not have a voice, and this key tip of the spear, American reboot, will be destroyed. If you don't realize how earnest it is, how 2 minutes to midnight it is, and how you're critical, InfoWars.com/show. Whatever you do, keep sharing that with people and saying, this is the verboten information. This is what they don't want you to have at truck stops and at colleges and on the street and at church. InfoWars.com/show. Without you, the reboot of America is nothing. We've come so close, but we're still not over the top. And remember, our mega sale has to end this week. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements. It has to end. Final days of the super sale.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise at GCNlive.com.
In these these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A globalist is a person that wants the globe to do well, frankly, not caring about our country so much. And you know what? We can't have that. You know, they have a word. It sort of became old-fashioned. It's called a nationalist. And I say, really, we're not supposed to use that word. You know what I am? I'm a nationalist, okay? I'm a nationalist. Nationalist. Nothing else. Use that word. Use that word. I would call in the military and I would seal off the border. I would close up the border. If that happens, and if that continues to move forward, the caravan we're talking about, which is, I think, a man-made caravan, if you want to know the truth, I think some bad people started that caravan. More importantly, or maybe almost as importantly, you have some very, very bad people in the caravan. You have some very tough criminal elements within the caravan. But I will seal off the border before they come into this country. And I'll bring out our military, not our reserves. I'll bring out our military.
Donald Trump is an anti-Cristo.
Donald Trump is an antichrist, this man says. If he doesn't repent, he's going to hell. We are not criminals. We are workers and fighters.
We're live broadcasting worldwide. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition. When I start the next segment, I'm going to do my very, very best to really focus here and really deliver the key message. I'm going to try hard. Because if Americans don't get this message, we're going to go into total slavery. We are being militarily and corporately conquered by a criminal global consortium that absolutely has it out to break our will and destroy our families because they have a metaphysical goal to destroy the potential of America and its Christian destiny. And they want to rob that destiny from you and your family. The communist Chinese are deliberately plunging their stock market right now to bring ours down 14 days out from the election. That's clear. We predicted that that would happen. I said 2 weeks out from the election on record. And I also have clips coming up of them absolutely demonizing and attacking the president for calling himself a nationalist. We're going to play a longer clip of that coming up for you in the next segment. I'm tempted just to play all Trump's speech. That way it all gets out. And then I'm also going to get into what I think they're going to pull in the next 14 days before this election. Then we have a large stack of news in the final segment of this hour that is probably the most critical at this juncture, and that is the election fraud that's taking place for the Democrats publicly, and then their bizarre denials about it and claiming that Trump is insanely making things up. So that is going to be coming up as well. So we're going to be breaking all of that down here today, but I'm going to say this again to listeners. Authoritarianism has come to this nation. The brainwashed left are living on another planet. And we can't just sit here and laugh at them anymore because they're organized with big corporations, big tech, the communist Chinese, the unelected EU, the America-hating Hollywood in a coalition that hates this country and that hates your prosperity and is born and bred to try to take you down. That's who they are. They're the collaborators. They're the traitors. And they have formed a giant army in this country. And I'm going to say this very, very clearly to everybody right now. The Democratic Party and its affiliates and its supporters are globalists. They are multinational minions. They are the equivalent of enemy armies already in this country, and that's why they want open borders. And the leftist groups that the UN formed in Honduras and Guatemala by the hundreds of thousands, waving their foreign flags, burning American flags, calling the president the Antichrist, they are a leftist mob that says they are on a mission to take this country down. So, this is the reality of what we're facing. And they want me off the air not because I'm inaccurate. They want me off the air because I am accurate. Eric Trump's wife made the point. They're not trying to destroy my father because he's a loser. They're trying to destroy my father and what he's trying to do because... Because he is a winner. So that clip is coming up in the next segment as well. But this is really do or die. And the energy level in this country is so incredible. And what's happening is so amazing. And the destiny we're choosing right now is so epic and intense. I just almost can't even be on air. Just the epic times we're in. People overuse the term epic, but this is epic upon epic. And there's either people becoming more awake or people becoming more sluggish and more unconscious. And the amount of anti-human garbage going on is unprecedented. China has been having human-animal clones in the laboratory for 30 years. That's admitted. I talk about it. Mainstream media makes jokes about it. Now China is going to roll out on the market human clones. China has cloned 20 different dog breeds. Humans are next that they're going to bring to term. And they're going to sell them. So that's being reported today by mainstream news. That's all coming up. So when we come back, I'm going to lay it all out as best I can. I'm going to get really focused here. And I'm going to go over the facts of what we face and the point we've reached. But think about how far we've come together, that we've got a president talking about nationalism versus globalism and human destiny versus tyranny. The only thing he said that wasn't true, he's trying to be nice, is that globalists care about the whole world, not their own nation states. No, globalists are multinational corporations that don't pay taxes, that play authoritarian countries off against once free countries in their own white papers and admissions. It is a 21st century corporate technocracy takeover in their own words. It is pure evil. Now, your financial support of this broadcast is just as critical as you spreading the articles, the videos. If you want to win, that's what you got to do, and it's fun to do because it absolutely overrides the evil will of George Soros and others. But the financial support is critical, and we make it easy with great award-winning products, highest-rated products, T-shirts, books, films, air filters, water filters, all the best systems, and great supplements, free shipping store-wide. 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on high-quality storable food, but the specials have to end in the next few days. It's Christmas, it's Black Friday, everything rolled into one, because they've been trying to shut us down, so I need to get rid of a lot of our inventory we had going into Christmas. But we have gotten extra payment processors by the glory of God, and so now we're going to have to back up on these super specials, but thank you all for the support. Take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, take action.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on. For your mind.
We're 14 days out. You can cut the suspense with a knife in the air. And if you think things are positive, they are. It's like grandpa has a heart attack and he gets defibrillated and he comes back to life, but he's still got heart problems. But see, countries aren't like people. They can be reborn. They can have true turning points. And we're at a major political and cultural and spiritual realignment, a renewal, and the globalist forces that had pretty much conquered this nation to a great extent still have major beachheads in our culture, in our souls, in our minds, in our families, in our systems. And they know that, like the proverbial face sucker in Alien, they're being removed from our face. And so they're getting very, very aggressive and very, very bullying, and they're censoring, and they're engaged in every form of authoritarianism, and they're using every excuse that authoritarians always use for their censorship, for their violence, for their brutality, for their attempt to bankrupt their opposition, because they can't win the political and cultural argument. So imagine President Trump says, I'm a nationalist. I believe in America. I believe in our country. And I believe we just can't have completely open borders. And then let a bunch of people burning American flags, waving foreign flags, who rampaged over and beat up a bunch of police, march all the way up and into our country, and then open up a lane for unlimited amounts of other people to come in. And that's what happened. Last Thursday and Friday, the news, the enemy news, the globalist news was saying there were 200 people on the Guatemalan border with Mexico. I mean, I could look at it and watch the hours of footage and tell you it was 50,000 if it wasn't 100,000. It went on for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. And I told you that the UN has other refugee centers already getting the next group ready. And what is in the news right now? That more migrant waves are coming up now that were already staged in Honduras and in Guatemala. Of course, it's a UN operation. They did the exact same thing starting 6 years ago in Europe. I've been covering it here every day on air. 6-7 days a week I'm on air. We know every angle. You know every angle of this. You know, Louis Gohmert's up there going, well, maybe Soros is funding it. And I like Louis Gohmert. He's been on the show. He's a great guy. But, man, WorldNet Daily, others, we've got all the articles, all the admissions with Soros and his Open Foundation and CARE and the Carnegie Endowment and the Rockefeller Endowment. It's all U.S. universities, professors, and migrant studies down there running it, Gohmert. The Mexican president-elect. Now the president said he would use this as a weapon to break the U.S. Mexico's acting like they're against it. What, they sent 20 cops to stop 50,000 people and wonder why they got beat up? So they could act like, okay, Trump, you're going to cut our funding. Here, we'll send 50 cops and we can stop these people. Mexico controls that border. They've got over 10,000 troops just on the Guatemalan border. Tanks, you name it. They could have stopped it all. They didn't. Because the Mexican president, we wrote about it in July. President-elect in Mexico says they're going to use migrant waves to break down the borders of the U.S. This is our country under attack. And the media always shows little kids and stuff that even the Mexican police estimate that they are 80% military-age men. And they use the babies and people as shields. And many of them are criminals, the lowest educated coming out of those countries. That's the reality. And then our president gets up there and says, really with a soft angle, that, oh, globalism's about everybody and the whole world's good. No, it's not. It's about driving down wages, about mega corporations paying no taxes. It's one thing Trump said yesterday that wasn't true. And it's at war against nation states and middle classes and prosperity. It's a vertical global integration of total power. They call themselves technocrats at Davos. They are allied with the communist Chinese with their planned nightmare economy. And America is under attack, putting up a fight against this, and we've only got a beachhead. And most Americans are either on the fence, or they don't think it's that serious, and they're letting a powerful minority of mainly white, pseudo-intellectual, power-tripping professors and government employees go out and race bait and ally with China and these traitors. All these people saying no borders, no walls, no USA at all. No USA at all. You go to any Democrat group, even mainline ones, you bring up the USA's back, the economy's back, they get pissed.
No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all.
That's their goal. They are conquering the nation. And you're like, they're a bunch of idiots. No, they've got the power behind them. And us sitting there and putting up with it is going to allow our destruction. You're being conquered right now. So Trump declares himself a nationalist, and they call it CNN's All Brothers. I can't believe he said that. It's like, I can't believe they put mother and father on the entrance exams. That hurts people that don't have mothers and fathers. I can't believe he calls himself a boy. That, what if someone doesn't see themselves as a boy? Oh, they even breathed air, too. Oh, my gosh, and they said the sky was blue. Oh, all this feigned garbage we're going to play coming up. Trump declares himself a nationalist. CNN says it's racist. You got to go read this article by Steve Watson. He says globalist is code word for Jews. Oh, yeah, Trump's really anti-Semitic. The president of the United States openly identifies himself as a nationalist, calls for jailing of his political opponents. No, he doesn't. Attacks the press and cozies up with dictators while Republicans in Congress stand idly by. This stakes of this election could never be higher for democracy. Robert Reich. Everything he says what the Democrats are doing, they work for the foreign powers. They're trying to censor. They're trying to arrest their opponents. That's why they could be arrested, because they're actually authoritarians. Okay, folks, I'm still stuck on Trump saying out loud at a rally tonight that he's a nationalist. Let's not let this get lost in the chaos. This is a big admission, which should terrify us all. They're terrified of America, of borders, of their own Social Security that all these illegals are going to drain. They're nihilist. What Trump did tonight is finally finish the rhetorical journey. He acknowledged what he's been the whole time, a nationalist. One of many in the world. He frames politics in transnational and deeply nationalistic terms, focused on the perceived threats of his concept of a nation. Robert Costa. And it goes on. Oh, my gosh. This just, oh, it's so bad. Can you imagine? In fact, let's play a clip here. Here's Don Lemon. Slams Trump for using the word nationalist, the word nation, mother, father, boy, girl, USA, nation, God, country, Jesus. These are all the things that trigger them. And you go look at them. They all look like a bunch of narcissistic mental patients. But you know what? They've conquered us. Here's part of the clip.
Wow. I'm a nationalist. Nationalist. Use that word. We're going to talk about that word tonight. It is a favorite of the alt-right and is loaded with nativist and racial undertones. And globalists, well, globalists have been used as a slur of sorts, sometimes even against those in the administration, often with anti-Semitic overtones, which has happened to make the president come right out and embrace nationalism openly. And claim that mantle. What has happened here?
That's gaslighting, folks. That's what the left is at these demonstrations. They just look and they smile and laugh like, oh, like I'm in junior high and feel bad I'm being laughed at by the cool kids. Like, can you believe Trump? He says we're a nation.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Or more that were banned by Twitter yesterday. You can just go to Infowars.com. Twitter goes nuclear, bans 18 Infowars linked accounts. Watch the forbidden content here. See the videos Twitter wants to hide and share them to join the battle against censorship and against the globalist, because we, of course, had the videos saved on our phones that had live streamed. So the good part is a lot of them are in HD as well from the big, epic, biggest Trump rally ever, if you don't count the inauguration that had a couple million people at it. So that is very, very important. That's on Infowars.com. That only gets out if you get it out. They are fighting around the clock to stop not just us, but others. But this is on our platform. That's also on real.video. And so a lot of these videos are getting hundreds of thousands of views because you're sharing them. And they've even been harassing real.video and harassing us and trying to figure out how to shut that down and calling up and threatening Mike Adams' employees. They've had the mainstream media doing that. So this claim that, oh, we're just banning you off our own corporate things is balderdash. It is a concerted global mafia attack. I mean, you've heard, right, that all 50 private or state-run universities here in the United States are getting government funding from China to basically push anti-Trump, anti-America, anti-free speech agenda. And it's also in the news that Canada has installed underwater Chinese monitoring devices outside a U.S. sub-base, so the Canadian government is now in active warfare against the United States. I mean, China is quarterbacking the entire enchilada. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. I am so upset about what's going on, and things are so charged and so epic, and the decision we're making right now as a culture is so big that I almost can't be on air at this point. I mean, I do all this preparation, and then I have to do all this research, and then I get so angry by the information and so disgusted that I just have trouble even talking at this point. I can't believe there's so many traitors and pieces of crap in this country that actively have an inferiority complex with the Republic and a spiritual hatred of it. And it's spiritual because they will go out of their way to destroy this country and their own future because they have some existential envy that they have to act out working with the worst, most murderous radical Islam, Orthodox Islam, the Chi-Coms, Juncker, and it's like Juncker's the heir to the top Nazis and has all the stolen wealth, and Soros is, and it's like, it's so crazy that everyone we're fighting are like super villains, and their whole histories are pure evil, and then the good guys are under attack. Let me explain something. I don't feel sorry for myself being lied about and demonized. I know I'm in a war. And I feel good to see America waking up and coming back from the dead to a certain extent. But, you know, people should be way more active and way more aggressive. Because this is serious, folks. This, I mean, we're fighting people as bad as Hitler and Stalin and Mao combined. I mean, they are really wicked. And they are doing horrible things to our genetics. They're doing horrible things to our environment. The things the globalists are up to are so out of control and so bad it makes the head spin. And Trump's got to slowly introduce you to this. He's got to slowly introduce the public. I'm the test pilot. I hit the barbed wire. Trump comes in and then mainlines it and says it's okay to have a flag. It's okay to say mother and father. It's okay to have sovereignty. It's okay to be successful. It's okay to have a mother and father. It's okay to love God. And look, we're a big crowd of people. And we're together, and we have solidarity, and we're of every race, color, and creed, and we love liberty, and we're unified by our red blood. And to those of us that are advanced patriots that are awake and informed and involved and know what's going on, we're like, that's like baby talk. But he's talking to a lot of babies, and he's mainlining Americana and common sense to them. And so that's why what Trump's doing is so precious, and I'm so thankful for it. But then I see how he's surrounded by a bunch of double dealers and cowards, because he's having to draw from people that are in the system to even know how to run things, because the whole system is in rebellion against him. And it just makes me sad to see America in this position. Again, it's mixed feelings. Good things are happening. We're coming back from the dead. But still, it's so cut and dry that people fighting against this country, people fighting against the resurgence of our republic, are not Americans. They're globalists. They want to overthrow the country. They're allied with the most murderous regimes in history. And they know they're involved in a conquering operation. I have stacks of news here where it's military-age men, 80% of them in the caravan, calling it an operation to break our border and to bring down the USA. And they're part of the very affiliated groups and universities that have the chant, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. It's cut and it's dry. And that's why it's an abomination when people come up to me on the street and say, man, how are you taking it? You must be down. You must be depressed. No, I'm ready for war. I'm on fire to fight and pissed I can't figure out how to get more leverage to beat these people. That's how I feel. Not like I'm getting my ass kicked, but that I'm in a total war and I just can't swing fast enough to take these people down politically. I mean, where are your instincts? Where is your common sense? And I know our audience is hardcore. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to new listeners and sellouts to the establishment. But it's a spiritual thing. And misery loves company, and these people are trying to destroy us, and we have to stop laying down to them. We have to stop going along with the globalists and their minions, and we have to stop trying to placate them and be friends with them and sit here and play nice. They're not playing nice. They're a bunch of bullying, evil jerks. And they now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death, because to them, we are death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, you understand I'm the grim reaper come to their door. I'm death. And I am death. And they know it. I'm death of their system. And you're death to them. We really just love life, but see, to them, we're death, because if they can't suck off our unborn, if they can't piss on our families and deface everything, the little horrible demonic gremlins they are, it doesn't make them feel good. Only when they're strangling innocents in some satanic basement. Only when they're torturing toddlers to death, literally, do they feel alive in their psychotic dream. And I've interviewed the top psychiatrists that have interviewed the top serial killers. It's like blazing white light when they're doing horrible things. They're totally depressed and tortured when they're not, because they're possessed. And if we won't stand against these possessed people, then we deserve to be enslaved by them, and God will hold us in judgment for allowing them to endanger the innocent and the children. So I tell you now, those of you that have stood idly by, your soul, your immortal soul is on the line. And if you don't stand for the unborn, and if you don't stand for the innocent, and if you don't stand against these monsters, when you stand before God, God will say, I know you not. You didn't do anything when the Holy Spirit touched you to fight these people, and you were of the devil. So go back from which you came forever. You are not amongst us. You belong to death eternal. We've got a bunch of Trump clips and total proof of election fraud next hour, and I'm going to get focused and cover it all. Please, please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale and free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products and because we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And you support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how angry it makes the globalists that they've thrown everything they've got at us? And at many levels, we've just gotten stronger. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. That's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.